It's an opportunity to speak with Rachel Cohen over at Capitol Music Hall. Great to meet you, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Excellent set you had, and what a way to use 3D glasses.
Yeah, it was really fun. With the 3D thing is like constant work in progress, but eventually I want it, like, just crazy stuff happening the whole time that you can't even, like, see see what's real and what's not in front of you.
It is my first time to interview you. I kind of forgot where you're from.
I'm from Halifax.
What is your musical genre?
Probably like electro pop music.
And who are your musical influences?
The Beach Boys, particularly Smile and Pet Sounds, and Daft Punk.
Yeah, no wonder why. Yeah, it's like all techno stuff. Yeah, it's all influenced. How have things been?
Been awesome. Hey, Rosetta's driving me across the country, so I just get to, you know, sit in the back of a van and hang out with friends.
The funny thing was that I actually met you 2 years ago at Mercury Lounge when Seth DeWayo and Dan Menken performed How Time Flies.
We are young, we have years ahead, maybe. We might fall in love.
Yeah, oh man. Just that was when I was just starting out, and so was Dan, and Dan's like taking over the world.
Totally.
Dan's the greatest human being. That was a really fun time.
So I'll go, but I'm telling you I...
What is the tour you're currently on, and what's it called?
I'm not sure if it has a name. In the show, I call it the Fall to the Future Tour, and it's written in Back to the Future font.
Back to the Future, oh man. I just had that scene where he orders Pepsi for free, and then the guy's like, you can't Pepsi for free. That's the thing I can remember now. Back to the Future.
Man, Back to the Future movies, like, for what they are some of the most flawlessly made movies I've ever seen. They're so clean. It's so awesome.
What's it like to be touring with Hey Rosetta and Hot Hot Heat?
They're great. They're like super nice people and great musicians and great music, and yeah, real fun to just play with like a group of people and like feel like you're at band camp for a few weeks.
It's pretty funny having a Jackie in the background. Jackie, yeah, at the balconies.
There's some sweet beer bottle flute going on back.
What is the EP you released?
The EP was released in late August, yeah. And I've been doing it just digitally, and I basically, what I think the future is of selling records is I made album artwork, because I really like to buy album artwork and like read it while I listen, but then I don't really care about the CD, I just put it in my computer, transfer it over to my iTunes, and then that's it. So I'm selling album artwork with a digital download code, and as a result, I can, like, since I'm gonna start touring on bicycle again, I can carry way more records with me.
Speaking of funny things, how did you make the concept of incorporating your music to the Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
I was gonna say, I just watched Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd a whole whack, and then watched The Grinch and was like, yep, that would work. That'd work with this record.
Okay. So it's hard to get on YouTube, or just did they try to pull it out for you?
It got pulled down by Dr. Seuss. During the bike tour. Even though I wasn't really making any money off it, it was all going to kids with cancer. And like, It's funny how like it never turned into bad press for them, but they were really nice about it. So I just took it off of my MySpace, and then they pulled it off YouTube, and that was that.
Yeah, I wish I could watch it again.
I think it's actually still on the Spanish YouTube site. Whoa. Because like you can't, it doesn't come up immediately when you search, but it's like it's on there's still one version of it that like, because it got really viral for a little while. Oh, no. and that's when they were like, whoa, we don't want this to get lots of views. And
there was another project you did over on YouTube, and you had musicians all over Canada. What was that about?
That's the new record. I recorded with 500 people across the country.
So I only recognize one person from Ottawa. His name is Ben Wellen from City Hell.
Ben is a great human being. He also just got married, and I'm really happy for him. And
cause I know his wife now. She went to my high school.
Oh, nice.
So nice connection. I have nice connections.
Yeah. Ben's on it. Rolf is on it from Ottawa. Yeah. Aaron Fraser, and probably another like handful of Ottawa folks,
and then a bunch of all over to Canada, like Sid DeWale and Hannah Georges.
Yeah, I from Vancouver, like Dan's on it,
Grant Lawrence.
Grant Lawrence is on it. Yeah, that was really fun getting Grant on it.
Which bands and musicians are you good friends with?
I got to meet like 300 bands in the recording of the record, so it's a lot of Canadian bands. But I'm best friends with a band called the First Aid Kit, which just switched their name to Writer's Strike. Because there's this Swedish band called The First Aid Kit that's getting really popular, so they're like, oh, gotta switch it. So them and Wyndham Earl from back home in Halifax, we play most of our shows together.
And since you're from Halifax, I've interviewed so many people from Halifax.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like In Flight Safety.
Yeah, Friends.
What's the beginning? Emily Curran.
Yeah, Friends.
Paper Beat Scissors.
Yeah.
And all
those people are on the record.
Yeah, it was like a nice community there.
Oh, it's amazing.
How much have you embraced technology in your music?
Technology?
Yeah.
I love just pushing as much. I recorded the first record just on with one microphone, and just did a lot of like overdubs and tried to like just kind of like how Sgt. Pepper's was all done on a two-track. So it's like, whoa, if they made Sgt. Pepper's on a two-track, like now we should really be pushing, like do is like like anything you can think of recording, just go for it. And so the first record I just did like record as many things as possible with like the smallest computer and the small like an M-Box. And then with this new record, I pretty much made it on an M-Box again, but also at some studios, and then just like utilized how it's so portable that I was able to go across the country and record with so many people.
Any chance of trying the iPad?
Oh man, yeah. If Jobs wants to give me one. Yeah. I will gladly take an Apple sponsorship.
What's your favorite festival or tour?
Probably Oceaga. I had an amazing experience there. Like I opened up for Of Montreal, and then I also played a War Child busking event in the middle of it, and then they bumped me up onto the main stage when a band couldn't make it. So I got to play like, it was like me and then Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and then Pavement was after that, and Arcade Fire, and it was amazing. Like it was like this like show that I was like, oh man, I totally got, just was just lucky to be able to play that show. It was awesome.
It must be amazing.
Yeah.
What was it like to be back in Ottawa?
Oh, amazing. This place is awesome. I have a lot of friends here, and I've always really liked like Callum and Matt put on like wicked shows here, and they always a really good time in Ottawa.
What's your favorite spot to eat in Ottawa?
Favorite spot to eat? I don't think I've got to have a nice sit down. My dad got the Order of Canada last year, and so we came and we ate at that place right by the Laurier, the Fairmount there, and like it was pretty awesome. It was a real, real nice dinner. So whatever place that was, that was really nice.
Blasphemy, when is the full album going to be coming out?
Probably in early February.
That's cool. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
For listeners, what is your website to check out?
Just my MySpace my name, richardcoyne.ca.
Thank you for taking the time to chat, and great set.
Thanks a lot.
Totally dancey and all full of balloons and all funny stuff.
Thanks. I remember jumping over you a couple times.
Yeah, I was like, where about my
I was like, make sure you don't land on his expensive equipment.